Well, good morning to you. It's raining cats and dogs and every other species out there. It's raining that hard. But we're nestled here inside the Kirkside Cafe, where we're opening up the Heidelberg Catechism and enjoying what the Lord speaks to us from His Word as articulated in these formulations. Chuck Meether here with you, and let's dig in, shall we? 108 and 109 of Lord's Day 41. What does the seventh commandment teach us? That all unchastity is accursed of God, and that we should therefore loathe it with our whole heart and live chastely and modestly, whether in holy wedlock or single life. From 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 3 through 5, "For this is the will of God, your satisfaction, that you should abstain from sexual immorality, that each of you should know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor, not in passion of lust, like the Gentiles who do not know God." Hebrews 13:4, "Marriage is honorable among you, and the bed undefiled, but fornicators and adulterers God will judge." 1 Corinthians 7:1-4, "Now concerning the things of which you wrote to me, it is good for a man not to touch a woman. Nevertheless, because of sexual immorality, let each man have his own wife, and let each woman have her own husband. Let the husband render to his wife the affection due her, and likewise also the wife to her husband. The wife does not have authority over her own body, but the husband does. And likewise, the husband does not have authority over his own body, but the wife does." Now, that's a concept that our world does not get. We think we are our own. Let's move on. 109. "Does God forbid nothing more in this commandment than adultery and gross sins? Since both our body and soul are temples of the Holy Spirit, it is His will that we keep both pure and holy. Therefore, He forbids all unchaste actions, gestures, words, thoughts, desires, and whatever may entice thereto." Matthew 5:27-30, "You've heard that it was said to those of old, 'You shall not commit adultery,' but I say to you, that whoever looks at a woman to lust for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, pluck it out and cast it from you, for it is more profitable for you that one of your members perish than for your whole body to be cast into hell. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and cast it from you, for it is far more profitable for you than one of your members perish and for your whole body to be cast into hell." So, dear friends, again, as we find in Ephesians 5:3-4, "But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be named among you as fitting for saints, neither filthiness nor foolish talking nor coarse jesting, which are not fitting, but rather giving thanks." May that be said of us as we walk with the King today, and be a blessing. And we will see you tomorrow, should our Lord continue to tarry.